All right, so download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman with you to 11 o'clock. Let's start with the carryout. Here are today's top stories. The Senate health care bill will not be voted on before the 4th of July recess. I think the most patriotic thing to do would be to take the recess away. And if they complain about it, make them do a report on the Declaration of Independence, single-spaced, both sides. That'll teach them. Senate Republicans didn't have the votes for the bill, so they will delay. They don't shelve, they delay. For Democrats and cynics alike who believe this signifies some sort of victory, you know they are delaying because most of the senators who are questioning don't think the bill goes far enough to defederalize health care, right? So a delay may be for negotiations to make this a more conservative bill. So be careful. Stop. I wouldn't trip over your gloating. You're going to skin your knee. Also, this is a purely Republican fight. Listen, any health care bill that's served up that would repeal or replace Obamacare is not going to be supported by Democrats. So it's somewhat disingenuous for the president or others to pin any of this discord on the left. So the trouble here is that the bill is causing friction within one political party. So the negotiations aren't going to be without, they're not going to be compromising towards the middle. This is a race to the fringes. I think the Republicans win regardless. Also, the GOP senators who were called to the White House today to talk to the president, I wonder what that was like. Why am I thinking about the scene from The Untouchables? You know what I love? Baseball. Team game. I wonder if Trump showed the senators his fake Time magazine cover that was hanging in his office at the golf course. Yeah, the Washington Post reported on this. I guess it's from his old apprentice days, but there's a Time magazine cover that hangs on his wall, even though it's not real. Huh. Fake news. On purpose. Hanging on a wall. I mean, the layers. And for the Washington Democrats, sad you weren't invited to that meeting. You should just go home right now. Take the recess now. No one wants you there. Take a couple extra days after, too. Tell Al Franken to stand down. Stop making Rick Perry look like a fool. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Instead, regroup and get Rahm Emanuel to draw up some blueprints on how to win in 2018. Because right now, you are as obsolete as companies that make fake Time magazine covers for you to hang on the wall. Locally, Speaker Madigan presented a budget proposal today. Actually, Democrats, Representative Greg Harrison. What's in it? Please tell me they tax tap water. How about steps? Are we taxing steps yet? No, but income tax and corporate taxes will increase, but there's a compromise that Dems would accept a four-year property tax freeze. But then they compromised on that compromise and exempted 18 school districts, including Chicago. Oh, alrighty then. The Democrats say that the budget is a combination that includes a lot of the issues from the Republican proposal, including 5% cuts across most state agencies. So is this it? Or will I have to change my scratch-off lotto games for next week? Something tells me this isn't it, is it? In weather, what can you say? I mean, come on, this is beautiful, right? Let's all remember this weather when it's 20 degrees and sideways raining in October, right? You know that's going to happen. In sports, who says the Cubs have leadoff issues? Yesterday, Wilson Contreras became the last guinea pig for manager Joe Maddon. And boom, he led off with a home run. I mean, it was a solo shot, but still, it seems like the Cubs lineup loves the leadoff spot. They got the win last night, and Rizzo ends up back in the leadoff spot tonight, and he gets on base. Also, Max Scherzer and Jake Arrieta. See how that goes. Cubs enter tonight one game down to the Brewers in the Central. The Brewers are on the road in Cincinnati. Ryan Braun activated from the DL today. On the South side, oh gosh, is it over yet? Season's over. The Sox lost again last night to run their losing streak to 4-7 of their last eight. Reinforcements are on the way in the form of Carlos Rodon, who will start tomorrow for the White Sox. His first start of the year. Quintana goes tonight. Let's hope that he continues his upward trend so we can get some trade offers. Also, he's on my fantasy team, and I really need a quality start. Come on, Jose, for me. Once, for me. What else? Oh, it's all-star voting time. It's last week, and the Cubs are getting quite the World Series bump. Pretty much every Cub is second in the voting category, although Chris Bryant is leading over Nolan Arenado in Colorado. To give you an idea on why the system is so flawed, Jason Hayward is fourth in outfield voting in the NL. And probably because of his speech in the locker room after game seven. Also, Ben Zobrist has 1.2 million votes. And Kyle Schwarber just under a million. Man, if all-star votes counted for runs, huh? They don't. Oh, and the White Sox have nobody. Actually, Avi Garcia is fifth in the voting with less votes than Ben Zobrist. Oh, that's awesome. All right. Bulls newcomers were introduced at a press conference today at the United Center, but all questions seem to be about Dwayne Wade and a buyout. Hilarious. This time last week, it was all about a buy-in. How quickly we change course. Pack said that a buyout wouldn't happen unless the Bulls got something in return, and I'm guessing it wouldn't be skybox tickets to Cavalier games. Nope, they'd want some of that money back, and that's probably not happening. Also, Michael Carter-Williams let go. He's now a free agent, so now the Bulls are down to 27 point guards on the roster. Also, no guarantee from Pax that Rondo will return. Also, lots of media speculation about a super team coming together in Cleveland. Carmelo Anthony's name has been mentioned as an addition to the Cavs this offseason. I don't understand the fascination with this dude. I really don't. He hasn't done anything. Seems to be a locker room distraction. Never really does well on a team where he's not the alpha. So, I don't know. Maybe he should come to Chicago and replace Jimmy Butler. Da-doom-tsh. My prediction, he goes to Cleveland and they get worse. And finally tonight, Jewel Osco unveiled their new mascot. The furry, red, round, one-eyed monster named JoJo now becomes the face/spokesperson for the grocery store chain. Okay, weird. Who does he replace? The old lady in deli? Patricia Heaton? Wasn't she once a Jewel spokesperson? Or the old man who does voiceovers? This week at Jewel, grapes. This week at Jewel, flank steak. This week at Jewel, deodorant. Please tell me that's how JoJo talks. That's the carryout for June 27, 2017. The carryout doesn't have a mascot, but we do have a lot of styrofoam. Don't worry, though. I'm sure it's biodegradable, right? Do we know yet? No? All right, coming up on the download on Chicago Business, we talk local banks. The guys from Signature Bank are here. One of my guests tonight. And coming up at 8 o'clock, Smashing Pumpkins drummer Jimmy Chamberlain. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.